Tov Av, Wednesday, the 7th of August, Rabbi Zalman Krasnow, Bilam, and the Krakow Cemetery.
Back here as usual. This past week, we learned Matas Masa here in Chutz Laretz, and we come across the following pasuk: Bamidbar Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Ches. The Esmalchim Midian Hargu Al Chalaleim. The kings of Midian they killed. Es Evi, Es Rekem, Es Tzur, Es Chor, Es Reva, Chamish, Es Malcha Midian. The five kings of Midian. The pasuk then finishes. The Ace Bilam ben Ba'ar Hargu Becharev. The infamous Bilam ben Ba'ar, they killed with the sword. Rashi tells us the following. Becharev, what's the significance of the sword? Hu Ba'al Yisrael behechlif umnasai be'umnasam. He came to wipe out Klal Yisrael, and he switched his trade, the tools of his trade, for the tools of our trade. She'ein noitzchem elo, the PM, v'aydei tefilo bakasha. How do we win wars? How are we victorious? Through tefilo and bakasha. U'bohu v'tafas umnasam l'kalam v'fim. Bilam came along, and he took a page out of our playbook, and he came to curse us with his mouth. Af heim bohu olav, Zagrashi, according to Medrash Tanchuma, Klal Yisrael, we also did the same to him. V'chlifu umnasam be'umnos ha'umais sheboel mecharev. And we took upon ourselves the tools of the Umos Ha'olam, which is the sword, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Al-Khar B'chatichya, that the Umos Ha'olam will live by the sword. So Mida, Kenegan Mida, that Bilam went and tried to curse Klal Yisrael with the Koyach HaPeh, Koyach HaDibor, so we went and killed him with a sword. There's a fascinating Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel on this Pasuk. It's quite lengthy, and I'm just going to summarize it. But basically what happened was is that after the Malchim Midian were killed, so they tried to go and get Bilam. Bilam saw what this was happening, and since Bilam was a sorcerer of the highest degree, he was parach ba'aver shemaya. He flew up to the heavens through Kishuf. Pinchas came along. He saw that Bilam had done such a thing. Uparach basroi. And he flew after Bilam. So they're flying around in the heavens. Comes along Pinchas, va'achdei shalof saifa. He comes and he removes his sword from its sheath. U'bayla mikdalei. And he wants to kill Bilam. Pasach pume b'milui tachnun. Bilam starts pleading, begging for his life from Pinchas. Va'amar le Pinchas. He says to Pinchas the following. In tekaim yos nafshi, if you'll let me live, mishtaban olach, I swear to you, dechol yoymin da'ana kaim, all the days that I will be alive, that I will survive, les ano melateit yos amach, I will not curse Klal Yisrael. Gave him a haftacha, I swear to you, if you let me live, I will not curse Klal Yisrael. Listen to what Pinchas responds to this taina of Bilam. Onai va'omar lei, Pinchas responds to Bilam, halei antu lovon arama. Behold, you are an old foe of the Jews. Who are you? You are Lavan Ha'arami. The boys l'mishetzai yos Yaakov avunan, that you already wanted to kill Yaakov, our father. And then the conversation continues. In the end, shalaf saifem in tiyoko v'katle, he takes the sword out of the sheath and he kills him. So here we have a fascinating Targum Yonis ben Uziel, who seems to tell us that Bilam was an old enemy of the Bnei Yisrael. Who was Bilam? Bilam was Lavan Ha'arami. So, the first Maramakam we need to look up is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Perek Chelek, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, says the following. Arba had Yotos, there were four people that don't have a Chelek, La'olam Haba. Who are those four people? Bilam, Doyog, Achitofel, and Gehazi. The Gemara Darshan is the following. Bilam, what is the etymology of the name Bilam? Bilam is a compound word, Biloy Am. He is without a nation. Because Bilam didn't belong to any nation. Dover Acher, another pshat says the Gemara, Bilam Shebolo Am, that he swallowed up a nation. He tried to kill the Bnei Yisrael. A third pshat, Bilam's name, Ben Ba'ar, he was the son of Ba'ar. The Gemara Dajan Shebo Al Bi'ir. He was involved in bestiality with his chamar that he was riding. Tana, Hu Ba'ar, Hu Kushan Rishasayim, Hu Lavan Ha'arami. Zok the Gemara. This pshat that Targum Yonasan brings down, Bilam is Bilam ben Ba'ar, Kushan Rishasayim, Hu Lavan Ha'arami. So this sheet of that Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel brings down is a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kufhei Amadav. Listen to the lashon of Rashi on that Gemara. Tano Hu Ba'ar, Zok Rashi, Aviv Shel Bilam, Hu Kushan Rishasayim, Hu Lavan Ha'arami. The father of Bilam is Kushan Rishasayim, who is Lavan Ha'arami. So we're going to have to figure out exactly in this Rashi what's going on. L'chayra, the Gemara seems to say, and this is the way that Targum Yonasan learns, is that it's not the father of Bilam, it's Bilam himself. So before we get back to that issue, I want to focus on Lashon of an Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra is in Parashas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Lamed Beis. When it says Bilam, when it says the names of the eight kings, it says Vayimlech Be'Edom Bela Ben Ba'ar V'Shem Iroi Din Hava. Zokt the Ibn Ezra. Bela Ben Ba'ar. Who is this Bela Ben Ba'ar? Einenu Bilam. Zokt Ibn Ezra. This is not Bilam. Gam Bilam Einenu Ben Lavan Harami. The Ibn Ezra is already discussing this issue. The Tochein, Zokta Ibn Ezra, why is this Bela ben Ba'ar? Seems to, Bela is just missing the M of Bilam, the Mem at the end. Ben Ba'ar is the same name. Charech seems to be the same fellow. Zokta Ibn Ezra, V'yitochein shederech adrash, ba'avur hayoisei menachesh kamayu. The reason why this fellow is Ben Ba'ar, and Bilam is Bilam ben Ba'ar, because both of them were menachashim, both of them were sorcerers, and therefore, since they had the same profession, we call them the same person. This is how the Ibn Ezra learns. Now, Agav, this is just a fascinating Ibn Ezra. Very often, Ibn Ezra, in his Pirush al HaTorah, he says very sharp, very, very harsh terminologies. Just parenthetically, in the Pasuk beforehand, the Ibn Ezra brings the following shot. L'chorah, there's a problem over here. It says that there was Melachim be'eretz Edom lefnei melech malach lefnei Yisrael. Before there was a king for Bnei Yisrael, there were kings in Edom. And the problem is that L'chara, the first king that Bnei Yisrael had was Shaul HaMelech. And that means that this pasuk L'chara is out of context. The Torah is telling us in Parshas Vayishlach that before there was kings amongst the Bnei Yisrael, there were kings amongst the Goyim in Edom. How does this work from a timeline? So the Mefarshim are busy with this. The Ibn Ezra says the following thing. This parsha was written b'derech nevuah. That's Ibn Ezra's pshat. The Yitzchaki Amar B'Sifra. Zot Ibn Ezra. Yitzchaki, who... Very good. L'chari means Rashi. Listen to what he says. It's good that you're all sitting down. The Yitzchaki Amar B'Sifra. This parsha was written in the times of the king Yehoshaphat. Zot Ibn Ezra. Hachi Karashma Yitzchak. You know why his name is Yitzchak? Kol Asher Mea Yitzchak Lai. This pshat is laughable. Hold on, that's not the best of it yet. Ki Amar ki Hadad hu Hadad Adoni, va Amar ki Mehitavel Achos Tchapanches. Listen to what Ibn Ezra says. V'chalila chalila, shahadavar kimoy shediber al yimei Yehoshaphat, v'sifroi ro'oi lihi sarif. His sefer should be burnt. And L'chayra, this is a Pella. Yitzchaki is our favorite Rashi. How can you say about Rashi, Chalila, Chalila, Yitzchakli? So the truth is that it's a little bit misleading. This Yitzchaki is not Rabbi Nushalema Yitzchaki. This is a different Yitzchaki who was a Karoi that the Ibn Ezra, in his inimitable fashion, took his job very seriously to rip them to smithereens and make lots of fun of them. So this Yitzchaki, just parenthetically, is not Rabbi Nushalema Yitzchaki. It's a different Yitzchak. So, but this Ibn Ezra, in the next pasuk, in pasuk Lamed Beis, very clearly says that Bilam ben Ba'ar is not this Bela, is not Lavan, and the significance of their names being the same is due to the fact that they were both Me Nachashim. Getting back to that Rashi in Sanhedrin Kufhei, Rashi says it's Abu Shal Bilam, it's the father of Bilam. So the truth is that the Maloi HaRoyim in the back of the Gemara already asks this Kasha, and he says, you should look in the Sefer HaShloah, in Parshas Balak, who says there's a Ta'a Sefer in Rashi, there's a mistake, fell into Rashi. And it's not the Aviv Shal Rashi, Aviv is a mistake, take out the word Aviv, it's not Aviv Shal Bilam, but it's actually Bilam himself. And he brings a raya from the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Vayetze, Ois Yud Gimel, that says this pshat, not Aviv Shal Bilam, who Bilam, who Kushan Rish Asayim, who Lavan Ha Arami. Comes along Rabbi Yaakov Emden on that Gemara, and he says there's something wrong over here. Lavan was in the beginning of the Elof Hashlishi. From Lavan's time until Bilam's time, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Avru Yoser Mitaf Kuf Shana, would have passed more than 500 years. It's very schwer to say that this fellow, Lavan, Bilam, lived such a long lifespan. And therefore, Zakti Yaakov Emden, this is Lashon, Shema Kivnu Bekan Al Inyan HaGilgal. Zakri Yaakov Emden, that maybe the shot over here is Al Inyan HaGilgal. Ad Kan L'Shenai Hayadetz. So we have one shot over here, face value, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kufhei, that Bilam was Lavan, and he would have been approximately 500 years old. The Ben Yoyada quotes an Arizal that says a whole different shot, which would work very nicely with Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He quotes the Arizal, so that was yesterday. He says that Lavan, Kushan Rishasayim, and Bilam were all Mishoirish Echad. They were one Shoirish, they were one root. They were the same schnit, the same type of person. They came Mishoirish Echad, and that's some shot. When we say that, who Lavan, who Kushan Rishasayim, who Bilam, it doesn't mean in that life, actually, but in the Shoirish Neshama, they were the same person. So, perhaps it's a second shot, perhaps you could say that it stems with the Gemara Sanhedrin Kufhei. The problem is that when you turn the page to Daf Kuvav in Sanhedrin, there's another pshat. We'll start off with the Gemara Daf Kuvav on the base, an unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara says as follows: the top line Kuvav on the base. Bnei Yisrael hargu Bnei Yisrael becharav el chalaleim. This is a pasuk in Yehoshua Yud Gimel Chaf Beis. Bilam ben Ba'ar, the Navi tells us that they killed him with the sword, like we read in Parashas Matas. Amar Rav, Zok Rav, Shekimu boy arba misais. You know how they killed him? Not just Bechorim and the sword, Hichlefum Nasai Bum Nasam. They gave him arba misais. Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, Vechenek. Bilam was Zeicha to a very special death. Amar Le'ahu Mina L'Rab Chanina. There was a certain min who met Rav Chanina, and he says to him the following, Mish mi'alach Bilam bar kamahava, do you, master, have you heard how old Bilam was when he died? Amar lei, Rav Chanina responded to this min, Michtav lai kasev. There's no pasuk in the Torah that tells us how old Bilam was when he died. Ella, listen to the shtickle Torah. Midichsev anshei damu memir malayach tzu yameyem. The pasuk tells us in Tehillim, Perek nun hei pasuk of Dalet, that anshei damim umirma, people that are trickery, that are low lives, la yechtsu yameyim, they will not live out half of their lives. Okay? So therefore, the standard life expectancy, David HaMelech tells us later on in Tehillim, yumeishan leisenu bahem shivim shana, 70 years is what we're allotted. So, if this is a bad guy, la yechtsu yameyim, he's not going to live out half of his life. And therefore, says Reb Chanina to this min, bar tilsin vitlashnin, either he was 33, or he was 34 when he died. This is Reb Chanina's response to the min. There's no pasuk, it's not documented. He is going to be either 33 or 34 because he couldn't have reached 35 years, which would have been half of his expected life span. Amrle, listen to what the min says back to Reb Chanina. Shaper ka'amit, you're timing very good. L'didi chazili pinkasei de Bilam. I saw the ledger of Bilam, b'havik siv bay, and it was written in it, bar tlisin b'tlas shnin, Bilam Chagira Kadkotel Yase Pinchas Lista. Bilam was 33 years old when Pinchas killed him. End of the Gemara. Fascinating Gemara. So this Gemara tells us that Bilam was either 33 or 34 years old. Comes along Rashi. Rashi says the following. Bartlusin Vitlas. He was 33. Rashi's bothered by Akasha. Reb Chanina Lesle Drev Simoy. Reb Chanina must obviously not hold like the teaching of Reb Simoy. What Simoy? The Amr La'el, he said beforehand, a Gemara on Kuvav Amid Beis, Amid Aleph. So I just read to you a Gemara from Kuvav Amid Beis. Rashi says that Muzmin Zogin, we have to say that Reb Chanina argues with the Gemara in Amud Aleph. Because Reb Simai said, a famous Gemara, Shloisha hayu ba'isa eitzah de Parai. There were three people that were involved in the eitzah of Parai. Who were they? Bilam, Iyov, and Yisrael. Okay? Bilam said, kill them, and he got killed. Iyov kept quiet, and he had terrible sufferings. Yisrael said, save, let them go, and he ran away and became the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zog Rashi. According to Reb Simai, if Bilam was around at the time of the Parai, Parai's original Eitzah, it comes out, Zog Rashi, little mathematics for you, Bilam hayav yoser min masayim ve'aser shanim. Bilam had to be more than 210 years old. Daha hayav ba'atzas Parai. Dechal ha'bein hayilad hayayar tashlichu. Any male offspring that's going to be born, throw him into the river. When was that? At least Zog Rashi 210 years earlier. The Reb Simai kol oisan masayim ve'aser shanim shayisol v'golos mitzrayim al melchemes midyan ad melchemes midyan chayavil. Zog Rashi, if we're going to say, like Reb Simai on Kavav Amud Aleph, that Bilam was one of the three advisors of Parai, Bilam has to be at least 210 years old. This is what Rashi says. So, let's go to the Gemara for a second to try to figure something out. What's the suffix of Reb Chanina? If he's 33 or if he's 34? And then he told him, and because I saw in the ledger, it said that he was 33. So, the Taras Chaim says the following shot. He says that Bilam had entered into his 34th year, and was a lum de Shashayla. We know there's a din of Mitzvah Hayom Kikulei. Also a din of Mitzvah Hashanah Kikulei. A partial year is like an entire year. So if Bilam entered into his 34th year, meaning he lived 33, or we call he was 33 years old, and partially entered into his 34th year, that's the suffix of the Gemara. Do we call that he's 33 years old, or do we say that he's really 34 years old? That's how the Taras Chaim learns pshat in the Gemara suffix, if he was 33 or if he was 34. The Rishash says a different pshat. The Rishash says beautifully. The Gemara is coming off a Mishnah. The Mishnah says there were four people, Ein lam chelek l'aylam abba. Who were two of the other ones? Doyig and Achitofel. The Gemara continues to say that Doyig died when he was 34, and Achitofel died when he was 33, based on the same logic, the same reasoning, that Anshe Damim Mimra Leyachtsu Yimei. Zok the Rishash, that was the suffix of Bilam. We have, for certain, we know that Doyig died at age 34, and Achitofel died at age 33, based on the pasuk of Anshe Damim Mimra. And if we're using that logic to tell us that Bilam also didn't reach 35, we have the same suffix as the Rishash if he was 33 or 34. Now, L'chaira, this Rashi is a little bit of a pella. Rashi says that we have to say Reb Chanina on Amud Beis argues on Reb Simai on Amud Aleph because, according to Reb Simai, he was at least 210 years old. And according to the Gemara on Amud Beis, he was 33, let's say. Okay? Rashi is a pella. Go back to Daf Kuf Hei. On Kuf Hei, we just said that the Gemara says, Hu Bilam, Hu Lavan Harami. Why is Rashi telling us that Reb Chanina has to argue with Reb Simai, because according to Reb Simai, it would be 210? Go back to Kuf Hei, where he's going to be over 500 years old, according to the Chazan of Reb Yaakov Emden. I don't have a shot for this. I don't know why Rashi decided to say that Reb Chanina argues on Reb Simai on Kuvav Amar Aleph, if he could have gone back one more block of Kuf Hei and say that Rashi, according to this shot, Reb Chanina also argues on the Gemara Hu Lavan Harami. The Daskein Mibali HaTosfos in Shemais, Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud, says the following thing. Rashi told us that what Eitzah was Bilam involved in? Bilam was involved in the Eitzah of Kol HaBein HaYiloid HaYo'ira Tashlichu. In fact, the Daskeinim, something doesn't make sense over here. If Bilam was involved in that Eitzah, then Bilam, at his death, would have to be 140 years old. Listen to the Daskeinim's math. He says, Kol HaBein HaYiloid HaYo'ira Tashlichu is right before, the Gemara tells us in Saita, Moshe Rabbeinu's birth. Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then lived another 40 years throughout the sojourning of the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, until he was Nifter at 120 years old. Zot Daskein Bali HaTosfos. If Bilam was around pre-birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was already an advisor of Parai, Zot Taisvis, he has to be at least 20 years old. Because we know that when you're 20 years old, the Mishnah tells us in Ovis, that's when already you can have some sort of seichel, you're considered a bar das, in order to give advice. So Bilam has to be 140 years old says Baskin Balei HaTosfos, if Bilam was involved already with the Eitzah of Parah. Now, stop for a second. Rashi said, according to Rashi's math, that Bilam would have to have been 210 years old. I don't know where Rashi gets 210 from. 210 l'chor is a little bit shver. 210 is the amount of years that the Bnei Yisrael were in Golas Mitzrayim. But in order for Bilam to have been around, l'chor Tosfos' math seems to make a lot more sense. Bilam had to be at least 140 years old. I don't know where Rashi said that Reb Simoy has to argue Reb Chanina, because according to Reb Simoy, Bilam is at least 210 years old. L'chor, all he has to be is 140. We should all live really well. So, Daskenim has this shver. How does this work out? So Daskenim says, the pshat is not atzas paroi of kol ha-ben ha-yilad ha-yarev ha-shlichu, it's atzas Bilam of l'cha i'atzcha to go and tell the Bnei Yismayev to go be mezana with the Bnei Yisrael. And according to that, it's not the Eitzah of Paroi kol ha-ben ha-yilad ha-yarev ha-shlichu, it's the Eitzah of getting the Bnei Yismayev to cause the Bnei Yisrael to sin. Then Bilam can taka be 33 years old. The Chizkuni says a different shot. The Chizkuni says like this. In Shemois, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes, the Chizkuni says, very simple tarets, there was two Bilams. One was a grandfather, and one was a grandson. Kar Shemois B'Yisrael, Bilam. Nach Nezayda. They called him after his grandfather, so his paternal grandfather. And therefore, it's not a stira b'chlal, how Bilam lived so long. It was two separate Bilams. The Gemara in Kufav that says Bilam lived till 33, 34, that's the Einikel. Because it's a tzaddik that he was. And the Bilam that was Lavan Arami, who was around, or Ba'atzas Paroi, was his grandfather, Shlesh Ayu B'atzas Paroi. The Marshal says an unbelievable thing. Listen to a Marshal. Chacham Shlomo says on this Gemara, when he brings this Rashi that says that Bilam had to be 210 years old, he's bothered by the Kasha of Tosfos. Why does Rashi come on to 210? He doesn't have to be so old. The Daskenim, the Marshal says that the Gzeira of Kol HaBein HaYilay HaYayir Tashlichuhu took effect right when the Bnei Yisrael came into Mitzrayim. The second they came into Golos Mitzrayim, Parah made a Gzeira Kol HaBein HaYilay HaYayir Tashlichuhu. However, in practice, they didn't actually throw the males in until right before Moshe Rabbeinu's birth, when the Tzahine Pari said, you better start making sure that this Brexit takes into effect. Until it actually happens, okay? So the Marshal says that Rashi says he was 210. Why does Rashi learn he has to be 210? Because Rashi says it was Ba'atzas, Kalabena Yiloy Da'ir Tashlichu. Zogim Marshal, 210 makes no sense. Zogim Marshal, Muzmin Zogim, but that's Rashi, that the Gzeira of Kalabena Yiloy Da'ir Tashlichu really was enacted right when the Bnei Yisrael came down to Mitzrayim, but they didn't actually practice it until right when Moshe was born. So when the Gemara says that Bilam was around for 210 years because he was in Atzas Parah, it means at least at the beginning of the Gzeira. So far we have four Pshatim, at least, as to the age of Bilam. Either he was Lavan, or he was 33 or 34, like the Gemara says, or like the Ben Yoyadav says, B'Shem Narizal, that it was Sherish Nishmasai, or like the Chizkuni, that it was grandfather and grandson. The Yalkut Shemayni in Parshas Balak, in Remez Tofshin Samachvav, says something even more fascinating. He says that Kemuel, there was a man named Kemuel who was the son of Nachar, that was born to him by Milcah. Kemuel is Bilam. Why is it called Kemuel? Again, a compound word. Kamu Kineged Umasoshel El. He stood up against the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he was Kemuel. So we have at least five Mahalchim over here as to the age of Bilam. Reb Chaim Vital writes in Sefer Gilgulim, B'Shem Da'arizal, that in Prat Memtes, for those who want to look it up, that Lavan was Nisgalgal in Bilam ben Va'ar. The Gemara tells us that he was killed b'charef. He was killed with a sword. Rashi says it wasn't only a sword, it was Arba Mises Bezin. Rashi says, how'd they kill him with four Mises? They hung him, they lit a fire underneath him, they cut off his head, he fell down into the fire. Zog Rashi, when they hung him, that was a kiyam of chenek. When they cut off his head, that was herek, that was Mises Saif. When he fell down to the ground, that was skila. And then when he fell into the fire, hainu sreifa. That's how he got the Arba Mises Bezin. The Rosh in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Lamed Aleph, Perek Mem Ches, says something unbelievable. He says that he heard that when Lavan and Yaakov made their treaty, they took a cherev and they stuck it into the ground. And they said, anybody who's going to be over on this treaty, ala galazel, on this pile, they made a monument, a matzeva, that he's going to be killed becharev. Listen to what the Rosh says. Look it up. The Rosh Bereishis Lamed Aleph Mem Ches. The cherev that they stuck into the ground was the cherev that the Bnei Yisrael used, that Pinchas used, to kill Bilam. And the Pardes Yosef says, Eid HaGal HaZeh, this monument should be an Eid, Gal Lama Gimel 33, stems very well with the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuvav Nubeis, that he was 33 years old. The Ian Yaakov, Rav Yankiv went 2 minutes overtime, so I still have two minutes extra. The Ian Yaakov says, why did they need to kill Bilam and Avraham Yitzchak Bezdin? Because Bilam was this super sorcerer and magician, they were worried if they would try to kill him in one way, he would escape. Like Targum Medrash says, that he flew away. So in order to ensure that Hitaka would die a painful death, they gave him Arba Misais Bezdin. The Rishonim are busy with Rashi. According to Rashi, he was already dead once they hung him. In fact, the Yad Ramah, with a hey at the end, Meir Abulafia, that Rashi's pshat wasn't killed by Arba Misais Bezdin. And therefore, he argues on Rashi's pshat, and he says there were four people that Bevas Achas, each one gave him one of the different Dalid Misais. The Marsha asks the same kasha on Rashi. The Marsha says they did it little by little. The first guy came and he killed him a quarter of the way. The next guy did another quarter. And the Baalt, we say, Mali Katla Kula, Mali Katla Palga, Gemara and Chulin. So each one is considered like they caused part of Bilam's death. The Gemara says, very good. The Gemara says that the min todim ra'isi bepinkasa shel Bilam. I saw in the ledger of Bilam in Pirkei Avos, Perikei, Mishnah Yuntes, in the Pirush Amiuchas L'Rashi, he says it wasn't pinkasa shel Bilam, but ra'isi kivro shel Bilam. I saw the actual kever of Bilam that he was 33 years old. This doesn't make sense with the Zohar. The Zohar Parshas Bolak says Bilam le'nikvar oylamin. Bilam never had any sort of kvura, which would make sense if he got a real sreifa that they didn't bury him. How does this all come to crack out? So, there's a Shema Gedolim. The Shema Gedolim writes about the Ramah. He says that his son, Rabbi Avram, was in Krakow. Shamati me'aben Yakuli yedid nafshi mogin Avram be'ezer shuzacha levakel matzavta b'kilu k'disha Krakow, about the Ramah, because of ala matzeva shal mayram kolashan hazeh b'yom lag lo'imer shnas shlag ben lag shana was nifter the Ramah. So on the 33rd day of the Omer, in the year of Shin Lam Gimel, at 33 years old, the Ramah was nifter. This is what the Chidar quotes from his son, who saw the kever of the Ramah in Krakow. And what would seem to shtim with this very nicely is in the back of the Sefer Chochmas Adam, there's Klalei HaPsak from the Chochmas Adam, and he writes that you have to know the history of the Ramah. The Ramah wrote Torah Sachatas, Torah Sa'ayla, then he wrote the Pirush HaMapa on the Shulchan Aruch, and only afterwards did he write Shuvas Ramah. At the end of that line, the Chochmas Adam writes, how old was the Ramah when he wrote the Pirush HaMapa on the Shulchan Aruch? He was 27 years old. How do I know he's 27? Zok the Chochmas Adam, Ayin Choshim Mishpat Simen Samach Vav Hilchah Shmita V'Yoglis. You look over there in Hilchah Shmita V'Yoglis, there's a Machloikis, famous Machloikis in the Gemara, when is Shmita? The Ramah writes as follows, that according to the Cheshbon, the way we Paskin with Rambam, in the Cheshbon of Shmitas, the year Shin Chof was Shmita, the year Shin Chof Zayin was Shmita, and the year Shin Lamed Dalid Haba Aleinu L'Toyva will also be Shmita, Ad Ki Yavi Shiloi Shin Lamed Hei Meher Yavi HaMashiach. So what do you see from this Chochmas Adam? He learned like this Chida, because he says that the Ramah was only 27 years old when he wrote the Pirush HaMapa. What do you see from this Ramah? That the Ramah says in past tense, the year Shin Chof was Shmita, the year Shin Chof Zayin was Shmita, and the year Shin Lamed Dalid will be Shmita, which means that this was written post Shin Chof Zayin. If the Ramah was born in the year Shin, then in the year Shin Chof Zayin, right after that Shmita, he would have been 27 years old, which would stem very well with the Shema Gedolim that the Ramah was 33 years old when he died in the year Shin Lamed Gimel. The Pella is that the Ramah died, according to all opinions, in the year Shin Lamed Beis. And we have the Matseva of the Ramah, which based on the history, when the Nazis in Yimach Shalom came into Krakow and they killed, uprooted the whole cemetery, they didn't touch the kever of the Ramah, and seemingly the tombstone on the Ramah's kever is the original tombstone, and it says nothing like this nusach that the Chida brings from his son. It says that he was nifter b'yoyim lag, galei na'vavita, and it ends off that he was nifter in year shin lamed beis. So the historians have a debate. It's actually a machlokes, what year was the Ramah born? Either he was born in Reish Pei or in Reish Tzadik, which would make him either 42 or 52. But from all historical reasoning, it doesn't seem to make any sense that the Ramah was 33 years old. Like the Chida brings down, and like this Chachma, Adam seems to prove that the Ramah was actually 27. So what does Bilam have to do with the cemetery in Krakow? What Bilam has to do is that both about Bilam and the Ramah, they have nothing to do with one another. There is an opinion that they died at the age of 33. Okay? That's what basically was to draw your attention to come to the share. But that's the shaykhs of Bilam in the Krakow cemetery. And obviously it's a catch, because according to the Zohar, Bilam never ever had any kvura. So he was never in any cemetery, let alone the Krakow cemetery. Just to end off, the Yismach Moshe in Parshas Balak says something unbelievable. He says he had a dream, and in his dream it said that the Arizal was Misakein for Bilam. And the Satmar Rebbe in Shuvas Dibre Yoel, Chelek Arachayim, Simon Lamad, Oizchas, asks the following question. We know that the Arizal died at age 38. Bilam lived till 33, 34. So how does that stem? How can you tell me that the Arizal came to be Misakein for what Bilam did? So the Dibre Yoel wants to say that, based on the fact that we know that the first 3 years, the whole Indian of Avsharon is because a child is like Arla, and the fourth year is like Netar Revai. So even though the Arizal was Kodesh Merechem, says the Divrei Yoel, but the Torah that he had could only really take effect from once he had already turned age 4 or 5, and therefore, what the Yismach Moshe's dream that told them that the Arizal came to be Misakin for Bilam, subtract those 4 years from the 38 years of the Arizal. It turns out the Arizal lived 33 years correspond to the Misakin for the 33 years of Bilam. We should all live and be well. Long you.